Coming to you live from the Strixon Studios deep in the heart of Dixie, this is Southern Fairway Sports Radio presented by our good friends at McConnell Automotive, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama, located just east of I-65 on Dolphin Street in Mobile, or you can check them out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. Hello again, friends. I'm Randy Bergen, along with my compadres. That's the nice name for them. First up, our good friend, director of golf at Quail Creek, Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall. How you doing, my man?
Doing good, man. Got a lot going on at the Quail, if you don't mind my saying. We've got a new golf cart fleet coming in. We've got new cart paths that are going to start April 8th. We've got a new hitting area on the driving range. We've got new carpet coming to the clubhouse. We're spending a lot of stuff on upgrading everything. Had a nice meeting with the superintendent this week, and we got some good plans for the spring. The greens are in a little rough shape, but he's going to pull them out, and we got some other exciting things to announce in the future. Had a good bullpen group this morning, so we got a game for everybody at Quail Creek. Come on down and see us on 181 in wonderful, beautiful Fairhope, Alabama.
There you go. All wrapped up in 15 seconds.
Now, War Eagle TV.
War Eagle TV's Doug Holton. Doug, how you doing? Boy, tough day for the Tigers of Auburn yesterday, huh?
It was. It was a tough day for Auburn. We can talk about that a little bit and what happened in the game yesterday at the three-minute mark in the first half. A little controversy there, and it's been a tough couple of days for the SEC.
No doubt.
A lot of teams going down. Congratulations to Alabama for the big win last night. Hopefully they'll continue that. But, boy, some surprising results so far in the SEC, and we can get into that a little bit.
We are certainly going to do that. Let me go ahead and set the table for you. Coming up in just a moment, the general manager of Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley. Hey, if you have a junior, hang tight because David Musial has a tournament that you will certainly want to put that junior in. He's coming up in about 45 seconds, all right, and he'll tell you all about that. At 10:15, David May, he is the EVP for Unknown Golf. Now, this is an app. If you're a golfer, a tournament director, or a golf course, you got to have it. It is a fantastic app. He's going to tell you all about that. At the bottom of the hour, we'll talk a little bit about that March Madness you just mentioned there, Doug. We'll talk some spring football. We'll get you caught up on the Strixon Professional Leaderboards. And we got to get you ready for the 88th edition of the first major golf tournament of the 2024 season. As Jim Nantz would say, a tradition unlike any other. It's the Masters.
Yeah,
there you go. And then at 10:45, you know him as Crab Claw at Lartigue's Seafood. Paul Lartigue, he's going to check in with us. He's got a fishing tip and some fishing information. I promise you've probably never heard before. You can just put that in your pile of stuff somewhere, compartmentalize it in your brain somewhere. You may have to have it sometime in your life, but don't know when. But he's gonna have that for us coming up, and then we'll close the show with what's for dinner. Boom's got some special stuff happening. So there you go. All right, let's go straight to our Strixon guest line and welcome in the general manager for Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley, our good friend David Musial. David, how you doing, brother? All right. I thought we had David on there with us. Maybe we do not. We'll keep trying to effort to get David on here. I think he's there now. David, are you there?
I'm right here, Randy. Thanks for getting me back on.
All right, buddy.
Hope you guys are doing well today.
Doing fantastic. I know we got you for just a few moments. You have a very special golf tournament coming up, the Alabama-Mississippi District Championship. Tell us all about it.
Well, thank you, Randy. I appreciate the opportunity. We are real excited about hosting the Optimist International Junior Golf Championship qualifying tournament at Glen Lakes. This will be the first time that we have hosted it. It will take place Monday, June the 10th. The Alabama-Mississippi District is really excited about us hosting it at Glen Lakes. And that the Optimist Club, that Jeff Keener is the tournament chairman, and he's really excited about us hosting it in the Gulf Coast, and that they are really behind junior golf, that the Optimist Club is going to help to fund qualifiers. So qualifiers from our site, they will help to fund those junior golfers to be able to participate at the International Junior Championship, which will be held at Doral. And, if those of you don't know much about the Optimist Junior, that Tiger Woods would qualify for it, and he played in it and won it. There are many tour players that have participated in this event and have won it. And we want any junior golfer out there to participate. It's just $75 for the entry fee. We have age groups that four different boys age groups that range from 10 to 18, and then also girls the same, 10 to 18, and we have three divisions there. But we want your junior golfer to participate in this one and put it on the calendar each year. And we really, really appreciate Jeff Keener, the chairman, and what he's doing for junior golf and for us to be able to host this event. We're real excited about it, and I've got more details. If anybody has questions about it, give us a call at Glen Lakes.
Yeah, there's no doubt. You mentioned that. That was one of the notes I looked at, that one Mr. Eldrick Taunt, Tiger Woods, has had participated in this event as a junior golfer and actually was a past winner. So, yeah, this would be pretty neat for any junior to play in. Now, look, you can go online. You can give David a call for sure at 251-955-1220, extension 4. You can go online to amoptimist.org/golf. Again, that's AM.
Quail Creek calling.
amoptimist.org/golf. Of course, you can also call Jeff Keener, the tournament chairman, at 859-991-4619. David, I got to tell you, it's always fun. We're going to be out to see you tomorrow, as a matter of fact, out at Glen Lakes. We've got that set up and looking forward to it. Yeah, we're looking forward to getting back out there. You do a great job over there. And boy, you have been one little busy bee for sure.
Well, we're having a great year. That you know, right now that we've got some of the snowbirds are still here, and then we have spring breakers here, and then our local golf, got our junior golf league playing today. We've got 30 kids on the Lakes course, and then we're full in the Dunes Vista. So got a lot going on, and we appreciate everybody coming out participating, and we want to thank the Optimist Club for choosing us to host this tournament at Glen Lakes. We're really excited about Jeff and what they're going to be able to do for a junior golfer moving forward.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. I don't think there's any question about it. The Alabama-Mississippi District Championship, again, a qualifying tournament that would get them in the Optimist International Junior Championship to be played at Doral Resort there in Miami. Boy, what a thrill that will be for those young guys. And, Bobby, I know you got something to say about that as well.
Well, we had years ago we had a young junior in our area that qualified and played with Tiger Woods in the World Optimist. He was a qualifier from this area, and they went to Japan. And he came back and he said, you know, they have an escalator from the green to the next tee on a couple of holes out here in Japan. Or maybe it was a moving sidewalk, but they had something to take you to the tee, an escalator, a moving sidewalk or something. That's how they play in Japan. But the Optimist qualifier, thank you for hosting that, David, and it is a big thrill for those juniors. And like Randy said, parents are $75 to play in a world-class tournament like that and have the opportunity to maybe move forward. Please call David and sign up over at Glen Lakes. Good for you, David.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Of course, we'll continue to promote this for you and for Jeff as well. Again, if you want to contact David, get your child signed up on this, 251-955-1220, extension 4. David, as always, brother, thank you for taking time. We got to get you back on here. I know Saturdays are crazy for you, but we've got a lot to talk to you about, especially with March Madness going on and the Masters coming up.
Oh, a lot of things happening right now. Great time for sports. But thank you so much for having me on, and thanks for promoting this event. Again, listeners out there, that is June the 10th, and it's a one-day qualifier. And thank you guys for your support. We appreciate it.
All right, there you go. David Musial, the general manager at Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley. Great guy. And if you recognize the last name, his great uncle, Stan the Man Musial.
Played a little baseball.
He played a little baseball right there. Had a little bird on there.
Yeah.
A little cardinal.
Arc. There was a little arc around there somewhere.
Right.
It probably wasn't there then.
But no, great guy. And always enjoy David. David's been with us for a long time.
Was it a parabolic arc?
Yeah. There was or parabolic, one of the
parabolic.
What happened in the prep sports report a while ago? Yes, we need an English teacher now to be on the show with us for sure, no doubt.
Hey, Randy, I was watching the board a little bit. JT making a little move here in the finishing up the second round at the Valspar, and Stuart Sink was the overnight leader. He's one shot back now, but quite a tournament going on there. Speaking of the Masters, you got to think about Justin playing pretty well and Scottie Scheffler.
Absolutely. There's no question about that. And we're going to talk more and get you that leaderboard coming up in just a few moments. We're about to take a timeout. Bobby, I know you're going to have a tip for us at the bottom of the hour for those folks getting ready to go out and play some golf. A very good tip coming up. We're going to spend some time on that. We're going to spend some time. You're going to take care of March Madness for us, Doug.
The whole bracket. Huh?
The whole, You're going to go through all of it.
Everybody's bracket is destroyed at this point.
Yeah. What happened? What happened?
It's a wild. I think I said last week or the week before, this is the wildest year I've ever seen in college basketball, and there's 30 teams that could win the national championship, or there were.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's bracket.
So it's Alabama, it's crazy. It's March Madness, even with a plus on the end this year.
Oh, my goodness, there's no doubt. No doubt about it. Hey, do want to remind you, if you miss any part of the show, you can always check us out at southernfairwaysgolf.com. We take a timeout. When we come back, we visit with David May, the EVP of Unknown Golf. He's going to tell you all about it. This is an app you will definitely want. He'll be on with us right after this. And welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio. Randy Bergen along with Bobby Hall and Doug Holton. Glad to have you on board with us as we go to our Shrixon guest line and welcome in a good friend of ours, David May. He is the EVP for Unknown Golf. David, how you doing, my man? And, boy, this app you got is fantastic. It's unbelievable. Can't wait to dive in on it.
Hey, good morning. Happy Saturday. Thank you very much. It's the perfect app for anybody who's trying to get out there today. And, have a good game with their buddies. Maybe even try to take a dollar or two off of them.
No, nobody does that on the golf course, do they? Bobby, you don't do that, do you?
No. Yeah, I'm always giving it out.
I always say that, the app, I'm probably the only one that uses that feature. I know that golfers don't really like to play for anything on the golf course. But if they did, we might have a solution for it.
There you go. And you do. I'm going to tell you, we're using this new app, Unknown Golf. You can check it out at unknowngolf.com. We're using it on the Southern Fairways Golf Tour. And what is really neat about it, obviously it lines up, does all of the card placards, the scorecards. It does all that for us. You've got, with a subscription, you get the greens, the green view, the fairway. I mean, you get the GPS. Tell us, go in deep and tell us all about it, because you also, I think what I like about this is it doesn't matter what betting game you have or you like to play with your buddies. It's on this app. So whenever you put your scores in at the end of the round, boom, it spits out, Bobby, in your case, how much you're paying. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm joking, Bobby. I'm joking. Tell us all about it, Dave.
Yeah, you bet. Well, it's something we're really excited about. The platform initially started when a guy wanted to build a game to run his set, wanted to run something to manage the Saturday game. They were tired of scorecards, spreadsheets, tracking everything. So he started out just to build something to simplify it for them. And it wasn't long till the club came out and said, how do we use this for our tournaments and events? And it kind of took off from there about 10 years ago. I actually became a user of it about 4 years ago for a group that I ran, and then I became a partner in the business and came into it full time because I'm so passionate about it about a year and a half ago. But it really does everything from like a golf genius standpoint. So if you're a golf club or you're a tour or whatever, and you're running anything from any type of event, multi-day, multi-round, multi-course, multi-format, unlimited players, whatever, it can do all of that, but it also has the ability to run all your groups, your leagues, your golf trips, your foursomes, your individual stuff, your side bets, much like you might even find with a Grant, an 18 birdies, a golf game book, or whatever. And the best part is if you have any of the subscription services that Randy just mentioned, they integrate during the round while you're playing it in the Southern Fairways Tour or at your local golf club or whatever. So they're not like two parallel systems that just happen to do different things. They actually plug in and work together. So it's been phenomenal. I don't like to refer to it as betting, Randy. I like to refer to it as financial competition. And we are
remember
we,
that, Bobby.
The financial competition also gives you the ability to connect your Venmo in those situations where Bobby needs to hit that button and send it to you more quickly.
Do you have Venmo, Bobby?
Yes, I do. Okay.
Do you have?
I'm all ears. I'm listening.
Do you have any money in that Venmo, Bobby?
No.
can't help it. Oh, my goodness. You've drained him, Randy. You've already drained him.
Yeah. Trust me. I'm a walking ATM, I can promise you. Hey, we're visiting with David May with Unknown Golf. One of the things, too, now you were rated the best of show at the 2024 PGA show by My Golf Spy, which if you're a golfer, you follow My Golf Spy. And a great honor right there to be best of show in 2024.
Let me tell you, it's probably one of the top highlights we've ever had, because that's not something you apply for. It's not something you ask for. It's not something you interview for. They found us. We had no idea it was even happening. There's thousands of vendors on the floor, and they go through everything. This isn't category specific. This is across the board. So with all the people at the show, they select about maybe 10 or so partners or suppliers or whatever you want to refer to it as there, that include like clubs, shoe companies, GPS, simulators, whatever, just things that they feel like are truly changing the game and making a major difference. And we literally found out about it when it was released. It's not even something they told us. I landed in Phoenix for an event around waste management, and my phone was blowing up, and it had been released that morning, and that's how we found out. So it was a huge honor, and most important, it was because we earned it. We didn't buy it. We didn't request it.
We're visiting with David May with Unknown Golf. Bobby?
I'm all ears. And something like this I've seen on the Unknown, working with Randy and Joey on the Southern Fairways. I'm quite interested, so I'll be in touch with you. Are scores allowed to be transferred into GIN or other handicap systems?
I am so glad you asked that question. We are a fully licensed partner with the USGA. We do sync with GIN. All you have to do is have your GIN associated with your profile. We will pull your handicap for that day or for whatever day the handicaps are locked for that event. And if you so choose, we auto-post the scores after the round, because we all know sometimes the guy who won all the money had one of his best rounds ever, maybe has an extra refreshment or two afterwards celebrating, and might just sometimes forget to post that score. So if he does, don't worry, we got you. We'll just post it for you.
What about an independent handicap system other than the USGA and GIN?
While we allow you to run reports and things to calculate things like average scores, or we allow you to update or add anybody's index or course or playing handicap if you have something unique, we do not support an independent handicapping system because of our alliance with the USGA and trying to strengthen that product and always encourage people to have an official handicap. What we do offer is if you run Stableford, you can create your own league quota system around Stableford.
Great. Okay. You answered my question.
Good stuff. And if you'd like to find out more, you can go to sales@unknowngolf.com. Again, sales@unknowngolf.com. We're visiting with David May, partner and EVP with Unknown Golf. David, we got about 1 minute left here. You not only do this with Unknown Golf, but you have a podcast, One Groove Low. Talk about that real quick.
At One Groove Low is basically our podcast that's real golfers talking about real golf stuff. So we talk about the things that you might talk about after the round in the clubhouse. We'll talk about things like the newest equipment or the golf bet that we just had, or the or a golf trip that we just took, or a golf trip that's coming up, or maybe how we go about setting up or thinking about a golf trip. We're not trying to take over the Golf Channel or ESPN or anything that's got a lot more educated opinions about things. We just talk about things that everyday real golfers might talk about sitting around, maybe having a drink or two.
So if somebody wants to check it out, where can they go to find One Groove Low?
That you can find One Groove Low at anywhere you listen to your podcast, whether that be on Apple, Spotify, wherever it might be. You just go download One Groove Low, and you will hear all about us. We've got a new one coming up very soon. It's basically going to talk about from a caddy at one of the top public resorts in the country is going to talk about exactly what it's like to be a caddy and what players expect and what players should expect when using a caddy, along with probably a few interesting stories that he's experienced along the way.
That ought to be fun. That ought to be fun. David, I can't thank you enough for taking time to be with us. We are loving our association here with Unknown Golf. You can check them out at unknowngolf.com. Again, unknowngolf.com. If you'd like to find out more information from David, you can reach out to them at sales@unknowngolf.com. David, thank you for taking time to be with us. We thank you for everything you're doing with us, and we look forward to having you back on the show soon.
You bet. I'd love to do it. I'm going to go play some Umbrella or Scottish, depending on what you name the game right now with my buddies, and try to put that Venmo button to work.
David, how much will it cost me to go into the Southern Fairway system and put some 67s and 68s in there for me, you know, that nobody sees under the table? I need to get my Venmo account back.
Oh,
in other words, this is –
you call me on
talking about
sales@unknowngolf.com. You hit me up, and I'll make a deal with you.
Oh,
you,
man.
David.
Hey, go have fun playing Umbrella today, and we'll talk real soon. All right, David?
Okay. You guys have a great day. Happy Saturday. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, buddy. David May with Unknown Golf. I'm telling you, it's a fantastic app. If you're a golfer, a tournament director, or a golf course, you need to check it out.
I'll certainly
for sure.
be in touch with him.
Sounds great. Sounds like you can do everything on the app except order your drinks after the round.
That, you could probably find there's probably a button in there for that somewhere. So, yeah. Hey, look, we'll take a timeout. When we come back, we got to get into some March Madness. We got to get the professional leaderboards for you. And Bobby has a very special golf tip coming your way right here on Southern Fairway Sports Radio. Okay, David. I mean, David. Doug.
David is here, too.
Here's the question for you. If you can name who is singing that, I have a free round of golf for you.
Oh, my gosh. It's one of those... one of those 80s groups, isn't it?
That'd be no.
No? I can't remember.
That would be The Weeknd and Blinking Lights.
I was going to say that.
That was your next guest. Right, right. Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairways Radio. Randy Bergen, Doug Holton, Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall. We're going to get in back into some golf here in just a few moments, get you caught up on the leaderboards, and Bobby has a tip for you, but we got to talk a little March Madness. Yesterday saw Auburn get defeated by Yale, 78-76. I think in talking with you, watching that ball game, certainly Auburn had a chance there until about 3 minutes left in the game.
Well, actually, it was 3 minutes gone in the first half.
In the first half, yeah, excuse me.
Yeah, 17 minutes left in the first half.
That's right.
And everybody's talking about what happened at the end of the game, the buzzer, Auburn didn't hit their free throws, whatever. But the difference in the ball game to me happened with 3 minutes gone by in the game when Chad Baker Mazzara decides to hit the Yale guy with a intentional elbow and gets kicked out of the game, and he's gone for the rest of the game, and you know that changed the whole game, and as a result of that, Auburn is gone as well as some other SEC teams.
Well, and the first day, Thursday, I think we saw Mississippi State get beat. That was unexpected, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
you saw Kentucky get beat. Kind of thought Kentucky would win that one. South Carolina.
Yep. Tennessee came out a winner late on the first day. And Alabama and Texas A&M won last night, I think. So, but anyway, yeah, it's definitely a disappointing tournament for the SEC so far. No question about it.
So, what does the schedule look like now? Any idea? I mean, there's so many games still left.
I haven't seen the Sunday schedule yet as far as starting times for Alabama and A&M. Tennessee is on the slate today. I'm not sure what time they play today.
Your Tar Heels, are they playing today?
They do play today. They
play Michigan State,
don't
they?
My team number two is playing Michigan State.
Yeah. Yes,
and that should be a great game. Michigan State had a big victory the other day as well. So that'll be a tough ball game for the number one seed. I think they didn't shoot it very well in their opener against Wagner.
Yeah, and Alabama, now they'll play Michigan State. That happens today at 3:30 on CBS, North Carolina, Michigan State.
4:30, I think it is, Central Time.
Is that Central Time?
I believe that's right.
Okay. Yeah. And then Sunday at 6:30, Alabama will take on Grand Canyon. Mm. Who's heard of Grand Canyon?
I haven't heard a lot about them, but I did talk about them, like Jay Billis the other day, and that they were a pretty good basketball team. I haven't had the chance to see them play. But the good thing about Alabama is they scored a lot of points against Charleston, and that's what they do, and that's what they got to keep doing, shooting that three ball.
There's no doubt. Do you see – I mean, can you even project a winner right now this far out?
I don't think you can, Randy. Like I said earlier, I think there's 20 or more teams that could win this thing. Everything is so balanced, and this has been the most parity I've ever seen in college basketball this year. With kids coming in the portal from junior college or smaller schools into the major leagues here to play college basketball. And they've proven that there's not that much difference in the quality of the player. You know, you can step up a notch and still make a pretty big impact. And look at the first 2 days. I mean, whose bracket is still intact? I mean, it's absolutely incredible, just impossible to pick.
Yeah. Well, by the way, for you Tennessee fans, you'll play today as well at 7:00. Be taking on what you may see is a conference game in the next years. Texas and Tennessee will play today, and that will be on CBS at 7:00.
I think Tennessee is a team that has proven themselves all year long. They obviously won the regular season in the SEC for a good reason. And they've got some players, and they've got a good coach, and they're playing pretty well at the right time of the year. So I would think Tennessee, and I haven't looked at their bracket closely, but I would think Tennessee is a team that definitely would be a favorite for the Final Four.
Good, good. Well, it's gonna be interesting to see what happens here. Okay, there's no doubt. My bracket's kind of already shot, so. I got no chance at it.
I tell you what, the buzz at Texas A&M is a heck of a tournament coach, too.
Yeah.
And they didn't get to the champion. Did they get to the championship in the SEC? I can't remember. But that was Auburn and
Florida.
In Florida, yep. But he's a heck of a tournament coach, too. And they can make some noise.
Good stuff. Good stuff. We'll see what happens here. Good luck to your Tar Heels.
Thank you. They're at home in Charlotte. So if they don't win that one, there's no excuses, right?
You got that right. All right, Bobby Hall, you have got a golf tip for us, my man.
Randy, people miss greens. When they miss greens, the average distance they miss greens is 14 yards.
Okay.
14 yards.
Man.
So we're talking about short game. And that's where we know 125 yards in, we need to practice quite a bit. So we want you to practice a 10 and 12 yard shot and let the ball roll out 14 yards. There's the shot you need to go practice quite a bit on. Every golfer should accelerate through impact from the grass or the sand. Make sure that you accelerate. That will help your short game. Acceleration gives you a good solid impact, puts backspin on the ball, and it's one of the biggest fundamentals of the wedge game. I see so many players decelerate in the bunker. They stab at it. They don't finish. You should finish with your hands high through the swing, out of the bunker, and through the grass. Don't be scared of it. You've got to go practice that shot. But practice that 14-yard shot. It'll help lower your score because you're going to hit it closer to the pin. The great Harvey Pinnick had a lesson with a young man. He said, "Mr. Pinnick, you got to help me with my putting." He said, "I'll see you in the morning." The young man comes out to the pro shop. He's got his wedges in his hand. And had his putter in his hand. Mr. Pinnick comes out with wedges in his hand and a bucket of balls. He said, "Son, you don't need a putting lesson. You need to hit it closer." You need to learn to hit it closer.
So how much does that make?
The most frequent shot in golf you should be faced with, you're going to be faced with that 14-yard shot 6 to 8 times during the round. 6 to 8 times. So you want to lower your score, work on the short game. And last tip from Bob Rotella, hit the shot you know you can hit, not the one you think you can hit.
Okay? That's good advice.
Take that 60-degree wedge into the bunker. Take that 60-degree wedge with you when you have to flop it over a bunker. When you have something clear, get that 60-degree wedge out of your hand. It's not accurate. Get your 52, 54, 56, and learn to chip and run with it. you'll improve your game. It's more stable. The lob shot is not the most accurate shot. Get it on the green as fast as you can and let it run like a putt. That's your tip for the day.
There you go.
It's interesting, like, as we get older, playing golf, hopefully you play a little bit smarter than you did when you were a kid. You may not hit the ball as well, but hopefully you can manage your game a little bit better, like Bobby was saying.
There you go. There you go. All right, hey, time for your professional leaderboards, and they're presented by Strixon, where we're dedicated to improving your game, and by the Southern Fairways Golf Tour, where no matter what your skill level is, we have a spot for you. All right, let's start with the DP Tour. They're playing the Porsche Singapore Classic, being played at Laguna National Golf Resort Club in where, Doug?
I'm sorry, I was watching the tournament.
Thank you.
I think Justin said right. Hit it in the woods.
Leading the way right now is a young man from Australia. I'm going to butcher his last name, but we're going to give it a shot anyway. David Michaluzzi. Shimaluzzi?
Yes, that's
Michaluzzi?
It.
Okay. Uh-huh. He's at 1,300.
Move on, Randy.
I'm moving quick. The LPGA is being played near Long Beach in California for the Fir Hills Seri Park Championship.
Fir Hills. Wow.
Yep. Have you been there?
I don't think I have.
Yet. It's fur away.
It's very fur.
How was the rough there?
Fur. It's like fur.
Oh, move on,
goodness,
Randy.
Please. All right, leading the way right now at 8-under is American Amelia Nam and the PGA Tour Champions. They are also in California. They're at Newport Beach for the Hogue Classic. Leading the way there is a young man from Thailand. We should have Boone pronounce this name. He's at 9-under. Sade Thong.
Never mind.
Move on.
We'll move to Thailand. The next one. Where you at, Boone, when I need you?
Wow, what are we doing here today?
All right, and the PGA Tour playing the final event of the Florida Swing for the Valspar Championship on the Copperhead Course there in Palm Harbor, Florida. I tell you who's been playing well is Stuart Sink. Right now, he has got the overnight lead. Well, let's see. They're right at – he along with Brendan Todd at 7-under. So the 50-year-old out there playing with the youngsters.
He's been playing well lately for the past couple of years, actually. And I think I just saw Justin drive it in the woods. So he's at 6-under par at playing the 18th.
Well, good stuff, I'll tell you. This is getting set for the Masters, of course, the 88th edition of the Masters. There's going to be some good names in there. All right. Bobby, you got a pick so far? Or are you going to wait?
I'm going to wait. But right now, off the top of my head, be Scheffler. And then I think John Rahm, coming off the LIV Tour, is going to be ready to play.
Stop right there a second. Stop right there. All right, they're playing 54 holes. He hasn't played 72 holes. And most of the time you do know – you don't think that makes a difference?
No.
Okay. Then why is it that most of the time whenever somebody has a 54-hole lead, Doug, they don't win it the next day? So 50% of the time, the 54-hole leader.
Let's ask Bob Rotella that question. I'm not sure. But you don't think John Rahm can handle 72 holes?
I didn't say I don't think he can't handle 72 holes.
He's won the
holes.
Masters before.
Well, so has Freddie Couples.
Yeah, well, so, he's 63 years old or whatever.
I'm just saying. My point being is I think that John Rahm can handle 72 holes, but only playing kind of getting that
he's not ready
programmed for 54 holes. Can he stay on that lead? Should he be atop the leaderboard after 54 holes? Can he handle that lead going into Sunday?
And can he wear shorts on Sunday and bring his radio?
there's the other question. I'll tell you who I'm rooting for. I don't mind telling you, I'm rooting for Rory so he can get that Grand Slam, but I don't know that he's going to get it.
Not going to happen.
He hadn't been on target.
Well, let's put it like this. Scottie Scheffler's caddy, Teddy,
makes more money than Rory.
Has made more money in 2024 than Rory has. So maybe Rory's just getting geared up. I don't know. We'll have to find out.
Caddy's not a bad job.
Not a bad job at all. All right, hey, we're taking time out. When we come back, it is Crab Call. Paul Ortig, he's going to be on with us. He's got a fishing tip and some fishing information for you. Do not miss this next segment. Nothing like a little Boss Skaggs on a Saturday morning to get your blood flowing.
I know who that is.
You do know who that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little Boss Skaggs. Do you know the name of the song?
It's not Weekend.
What can I say? Little Boss Gags.
Oh, right, that's the name of the song.
There you
what
go.
Can I
there
say?
You. What can I say?
That's
tell
catchy.
You what. I tell you what. Glad to have this guy coming up with us. Welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio. Time to go to our guest line and welcome in Crab Claw, Paul Ortig. Paul, how you doing?
Breaker, break, radio check, break 106.5 FM, this is the Crab Claw to Radio Randy the Legend Bergen, do you copy, over?
Roger that.
Bobbing like a cork in the middle of Mobile Bay trying to catch Billy Blue Crabs, over.
What is a Billy Blue Crab?
Well, the Billy Blue Crab is in big blue crabs lurking on the bottom of Mobile Bay. Kind of like old Tarzan in the jungle, but in the middle of the muddy waters of the Mobile Bay. Up north, they call them, Yankees call them big, they call them north, but us Yankees, we call them big bellies down south. Over.
Roger. Over. Roger that. Over. All right, so what do you do? I mean, what can you make with those big belly crab claws? Or claws,
Billy
or crabs.
Radio, Randy, Billy Blue Crabs. Yeah, I remember almost 57 years to the day when I was coming out to shoot. My dad taught me how to survive, and he taught me how to add. As my mama was a-pushing and my daddy was a-looking, the first words out of my dad's mouth was, son, a Billy Blue Crab can feed a man for a day. He said, three Billy Blue Crabs, all you need, man, Blue Crab for a day. And he said, a baker's dozen Billy Blue Crabs, that means we're having Bill Bailey's West Indies crab meat on Sundays. Over.
What? Over. Oh, West Indies salad. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I'll tell you a little fun fact. Bill Bailey, my dad and my uncle Larry were these back in the day, and Bill Bailey created the West Indies salad, which is like a apple cider, vinegar, onion, oil, a little bit of lemon juice, salt and pepper. But, you know, quite a fabulous eat for sure. And he also, believe it or not, Bill Bailey created the fried crab claw.
Bill Bailey's been
a legend for, you know, many, many years. And my dad, my uncle Larry, talked him into selling, you know, his West Indies style out of our shop, you know, in the Mobile shop, the old shop. And when Bill Bailey was getting to his final days, I guess my Uncle Larry and my dad paid enough. He gave my dad and my Uncle Larry the recipe and been selling Bill Bailey's West Indies salad in Orange Beach and at our new location at Lartigue's on the Hill in Mobile, Alabama. Come on.
Well, okay, Crab Claw, tell me where Lartigue's on the Hill is in Mobile.
Now, Lartigue's on the Hill is on top of the hill in Spring Hill at Old Shell and McGregor. We got the old Pullman's Bake Shop, got it renovated, and got all kind of goodies for y'all to come see. Old Crack Claw and Buzz Bay waiting on for y'all to claw up to the top of the hill. Y'all come see us and get you some. Come on.
Well, I got to tell you, I've been in there, and guys, this is no joke. They have it stacked and ready. Food ready to go. You've got. Well, I'll let you tell us what all you got in there.
Well, I mean, we're specialized in, of course, crawfish are coming in season, so they're a little bit high right now, but the prices are dropping. The blue crab season won't start probably till about another 4 to 6 weeks water temperature ain't where it needs to be for the blue crab to start running. But yeah, we specialize in take and bake house-made casseroles, heat and serve, soups and gumbos, crab dips, homemade crab cakes, and so much more. Come on.
All right. Hey, Paul, we got just about 30 seconds here. What is one bit of information? And I know Bobby's got something for you, too, but what bit of fishing information do we need to know this day?
Well, today it just would not be a good day to go fishing. It's a little overcast, a little slower.
But you can go crabbing
running,
anytime.
But about to phase out. But right now, you know, fishing's going to be kind of slow. You know, the water temperature is not where it needs to be. But, you know, live shrimp would be a good tip, you know, to try to, you know, sniff something up for sure.
Let me ask you this real quick. You said sheephead, right? What's the largest, what's the record for sheephead right now?
Well, I mean, you know, the state record sheephead is probably going to be somewhere around 14 pounds. And there again, you know,
that's a big sheephead.
Small bite. Sheephead is a small bite with a big bite. You know, you got to use real small hooks and real light line, believe it or not. And then, you know, you got to have your drag set just right. And then, you know, you got to work that that sheephead all the way to the boat, because it is one heck of a fight. That is for sure. It's a fun catch.
They are fun to catch. There is no doubt. All right. Hey, Paul, as always, thank you for hanging out with us. You'll be back on. And we're looking forward to getting over to Lord Teague's on the Hill right there at Old Shell and McGregor. So, hey, Craig,
you're the best, Radio Randy. Y'all the best, man. We appreciate y'all. This is the Crab Claw signing out, over and out.
Roger that, out. I'm going to tell you, that boy is a nut. Whenever you go see him and Buzzbait over there.
Did you do a little Irish with that Cajun?
I think McGregor.
Yeah.
I mean, it came out on me, Bobby. It came out.
You know, it would be fun if we had a Masters winner from this area and Lartigues did the dinner. Masters champion dinner and had him do the presentation. That would be the
goodness.
Wildest in the world.
I got to tell you.
That was funny.
Our good buddy, Ray Schuessler, over the director of instruction at the Country Club of Mobile, he and Paul are big buddies. And we throw a shout out to Ray over there. I know he's got us tuned in. So
they should do stand-up comedy at the place there.
Let me tell you, it is, when you get around him, it is nothing but a laugh zone. I mean, all you do is just laugh. We went fishing. It was Buzzbait, Crab Claw, me, Bobby Humphrey, and I forgot who the other one was. We went out, and I mean, it was just nothing but laughing the whole time. I mean, to where your jaws just hurt. And we caught some nice amberjack, I'll tell you that. Good stuff. So, all right, Doug, give us your final analysis on today's Valspar.
Well, Justin Thomas is over the putt here, Randy, on the final hole for par, I think. You know, they're finishing up the second round, so they got a long way to go. Let's see what Justin does here. Is that Justin, Bobby?
Yes.
Yeah, that was
Justin. So he's going to make bogey on the last, I think. He did hit the other guy's coin. But
that'll drop him to 5 under.
I'm going to pick JT to win this thing.
No, okay. Tomorrow. I mean, he's been hanging in there. He had a double bogey yesterday, and obviously he's going to have a bogey now, so we'll see what happens. Hey, getting set for the Masters, I'm excited about that. That is when pretty much, I think, Bobby, you would say golf really starts in the area. The azaleas are out, the beautiful, and folks are knocking the rust off the clubs, ready to get out and play.
Oh, it's exciting. I know folks that have been there really enjoy it, but if you've never been, get it on the bucket list somehow to go to a practice round at least. But yeah, looking forward to it. It's always exciting to see what's going to happen at the Masters. I think Scheffler's going to be the favorite as we start into the week, but it does kick off golf and everybody really gets excited. I have to do schedule changes around the Masters
because
everybody's going to watch it. So it's a great week. Look forward to it.
Well, good stuff. All right, you got anything for War Eagle TV there, Doug?
Yeah, we got we had some basketball from last night. We got Coach Pearl on there. His comments.
He was excited, right?
Yeah, he was really excited. I thought that was some interesting comments from Coach Pearl after the game. You might want to check those out on our Twitter page. And of course, we've got all the thing that happened last night during the game, and a lot of spring football coming up this week. The Tigers will have a day on April the 6th, so they got a couple weeks to go till spring practice
and
is over.
And Alabama has their spring day on Saturday, April the 13th. So,
yeah,
there you go. That's coming up.
We don't seem to get a lot of information out of spring football anymore like we used to.
No. Why is that?
I think all the coaches are paranoid. That's just my opinion.
Gosh, you don't know who's going to be on the roster the next time.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah.
You suit up. So,
they're trying to learn who their guys are, right? Yeah.
What's his name again? Where did he come from?
Which are our buddy Lindy's SEC magazine. How do you start putting that together right now? I mean, you put these names in there, you put the roster in there, and you don't know if they're going
after spring.
Yeah, so you don't know. My gosh.
You got to put tape on the helmet like they used to and write their name on there.
Oh, goodness. All right, Bobby, real quick, Quail Creek, what you got?
Got a lot going on. Got the annual Mayor's Tournament coming up April 5th. Got an employee outing on the 7th. Got the Jackson Clark Memorial Tournament for testicular cancer. That's going to be on April 12th, and that's a big event, a great fundraiser. Got a lot going on, and
I'm excited to MC that. So
yeah, things are improving at the Quail. Come see us.
Hey, real quick, Boom's Thai Kitchen at the Fort in Spanish Fort. You got to go today. You got to go get crunchy chicken. Start out with some Boom Boom shrimp. Get you some crunchy chicken. End it with a fried banana.
What?
Ice cream, banana, really? Chocolate on top, whipped cream, great stuff. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. For our producer, Steve Stanley, and whole staff here at Southern Fairway Sports Radio, I'm Randy Bergen. Have a great day. Guys, we got to hit a knee. We got to say a prayer. God bless America. We'll see you next week, same time, same bat station. Bye-bye, everybody.